Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Monique Leray with LA's Talk Radio's The Startup with Monique Leray. How are you? How's everything going? Hopefully you are sheltered in place and you are doing well and you are keeping each other, you know, mindful of the orders. And we're going to get through this, you guys. And today, to help you get through this, I have one of our money experts, one of our badasses, our Southern Belle, Christina Biddle Charpentier. How are you today?
I'm fine, honey. How are you?
I'm really good, and I feel better now that I have you on the phone.
Oh, man. Lord.
It's going really good. It's a beautiful day in Cali. The rain has lifted. Everything couldn't be greener. And how's it going down south? I know that you are down in Alabama now.
We are, yes, ma'am. I am in Birmingham, and right now we're having a bit of bad weather, possible tornadoes out there, and so we're going to see if we can't all get through this safe for a while.
Okay. So, Well, I'm glad you're in one piece, and I understand there might be a connection issue. So, guys, if we lose Christina, I'll just keep mumbling until we reconnect with her. But let's jump right into it.
Hello.
She was really ends that whole damn bill. You read that whole damn bill, didn't you, girl?
I did every bit of it, actually, and it was a struggle, but we made it. Now, I'm going to try and find someplace maybe with a little better reception to cover my notes here.
Give everybody...
Monique?
All right.
Yeah. Are you there, honey?
Are we losing you? Yeah, I'm here. Are we losing you?
Well, we are, but I am getting ready to stand next to a window in hopes that we don't have lightning. Hello?
Guys, I think we're going to get Christina back here. As she said, there's a tornado coming in. Oh, there
here
you are.
Yeah,
okay.
Standing outside.
Okay, give us your intro. Tell everybody who you are once again in case they missed the show.
Absolutely. My name is Christina Charpentier Biddle. I'm an MBA. I own Premier Accounting, located in Biscayne, North Carolina, and Birmingham, Alabama. We specialize in taxes as far as sole proprietorships, small businesses, partnerships, LLCs, and we focus on helping small businesses save money through making sure they have all their expenses.
Well,
it's all about that, expenses.
Absolutely. And that's wonderful. And we're going to plug how people can contact you through the show today. But right now, we want to hear what you know about money. I know that people were, you know, submitting their applications and finding that the portals weren't working on the IRS website and the SBA loan website. What do people need to know about the PPE and how to get access to everything?
Okay, number one, the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, is out of money. They are no longer taking applications. Anyone who was in the system with the Small Business Association that was trying to get the PPP loan are basically SOL. They're just shit out of luck because the money's gone. Congress is working on a phase two stimulus package because they're finding that most of your small businesses did not get these loans.
Yes, that would be true. A lot of them didn't.
Yes, no, they did not. And the reason why is because of the fact that the incentive for them to loan I'm sorry. I'm standing outside doing this, Miss Sundry.
That's okay. You're doing great.
The banks were not incentivized to loan to smaller companies because they weren't getting as much interest off the smaller loans as they were the big ones. So, anyway, but yes, the PPP is out of money. There are many of the small business loan programs through the SBA that are also out of money. Now, if you are interested in looking for something that you could possibly qualify for, you can always go to SBA.gov, and then once you get there, you can just scroll down because they have some coronavirus relief options.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting, yes. Because I hear that the interest rate and the bank negotiating their end of the deal was the reason why some of the things got held up. So it sounds like that's true.
Well, I think that did have a lot to do with it, yes. You know, I had a lot of my clients coming to me saying, hey, they're not helping me. The banks are not helping me. And I know I'm not a huge multi-million-dollar-a-year company, but I've got to stay afloat. Well, the banks were not incentivized. So, yes.
Wow. That's an eye-opening, you know, reality of this thing. So what should people do besides going to the SBA.gov website? What else can people do if they are say they have 100 or less employees in their business?
Honestly, they need to look at the liquidity that they have. And it depends on the financial condition that the company is in, on whether or not they, and the formation of the company, actually. Now, if we're dealing with a sole proprietorship with less than 100 employees who actually assumes all liability for all bills in the company, chances are they're, one of their only options is to possibly get a second mortgage on the company or on their home, refinance to either lower interest rates or to cash in on some of the equity to help keep them afloat until this new stimulus package comes up. I don't know how much it's going to be. I don't even know when it's going to be. I just know that they're in deliberation over it.
Okay.
But people are going to have to get creative temporarily to stay afloat.
I like the word creative.
Even if you have to borrow on your 401k. Borrow on your 401k. Don't cash it out, because then you'll have to pay income taxes on some of it. Well, no, this year you won't. Excuse me. They have made it to where you can take the first $100,000 without the 10% penalty, but you would be subject to just regular income tax.
Okay,
well. That is an option as well. But I always try and tell people, just try and borrow on it if you can first.
Okay. So now, what do we do for the startup businesses that are, you know, 25 employees or less, that don't have a mortgage, that don't have assets yet, that had just put their life savings into their business? You know, what do we do for those guys? Because it feels kind of like the big companies got the money, the people who probably didn't really need a bailout got the money, and these small little guys are going to just evaporate.
Unemployment. I hate to say it. That is, if they are small and they have no equity or built up in the company and they have minimal assets, after they deplete, it is available. Unemployment is available for self-employed people now. So go for it.
Okay. There you go. That's really a good insight there. And I know that some people were having trouble on the site to actually get on the unemployment site, but you have to keep trying. You have to keep trying and work your way in. And what other programs are available out there? I know that you wanted to share more stuff, so I'm giving you the floor. Tell us what else.
Well, okay, thank you. So first of all, I would like to also tell people, if you're going to file for unemployment, if you're going to file for anything over the internet, wait until either late at night or at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Because that is when the lines are least congested, and if the site has gone down that day, hopefully it's back up. It's just easier, to maneuver, and that way people one of the biggest complaints that I have gotten, other than the error message after doing this stuff on the computer on the IRS website, is the fact that that wheel keeps spinning and spinning. People click off of that, then they get off the website thinking that they are stuck when that wheel keeps spinning on, when they're trying to put in the information for their bank account or their address. It is not stuck. Stay where you are. You are in queue. You are in line. If you're in there, it just stay there. It might take 10 or 15 minutes for you to get what you need, but you will get there. That is a huge thing I want to tell people, because people are giving up too soon. Next thing is, be aware of all the scams going on right now. If anybody contacts you about a stimulus check, it is automatically fraud. The government will not call you, text you, email, or anything else regarding your stimulus check. If you owe back taxes, the government will not hold your stimulus check back.
That's good news. Some people didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. And some other instances like that are, if you owe, now one of the only things that I have seen stimulus checks held garnished for is back child support.
Well, yes.
But as far as, student loan debt, things like that, no, the government is not holding stimulus checks. But now another thing I would like to cover, and I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I want to get so much of this information out there to people that at the end of the year, we're not all blindsided. Okay, people?
Okay.
Put back money to pay taxes. Either that or have at least 10% withheld out of everything that you draw. Minimum 10%.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Tell us why, because I know you've got some good pointers.
Well, the reason why is, number one, that $600 in addition of the unemployment that they're throwing in there, the federally subsidized part of the unemployment, that is definitely 100% taxable. A lot of people think that state unemployment, which would be the first part of that money that they receive, they think that that's not taxable, but it is taxable. Especially when you start adding that unemployment with the additional $600, not to mention the job you either had at the beginning of the year or the job you're going to possibly get at the end of the year. And then you have to add in your spouse's income. So it makes everything, it's not what you get individually, it's what you get cumulatively. So I'm just preparing everybody to be prepared to pay taxes. And I would not be surprised. I have not seen any directive on the stimulus check yet, but be prepared to add that into your income as well. That's what I'm just telling everybody on that.
Okay.
But now, everything else is subject to taxes at the end of the year, people. So please make provisions for that so that you're not blindsided by the coronavirus and the IRS.
Oh, two things that just don't sound great. Yeah. It doesn't sound good. It's just not a sexy way to go.
No, it really ain't.
I mean, it's good to be on guard for sure. What else? What else do you have for us?
Well, right now it's a very trying time. Everybody's wondering what they're going to do after this. How much is life going to change? We need to look at some of the norms. What is not going to change? What is a normal constant? The stock market, number one. Doing simple little investments. I've heard so many people over the course of the last thing, if I'd only known that DirecTV was going to do that good back in the 80s and 90s, I'd have put money in it. Well, honey, now is the time for these companies, because if you want to invest now, it would be a minimal investment, and then we always bounce back. America always bounces back. We rise to the task, so your investment will pay off. So even if you just buy a couple little stocks at $50 a piece or $20 a piece, it will pay off in the future.
That's a really good tip, because people did see what it's been doing, and they're like, wow, that's some craziness. But you're saying take a little piece of that check that you're going to get from the government and put it into your future. And you can, you know, spare $20, $50, $100. If you can do that, do it. Good advice.
Right. And another thing, too, is another awesome way to save money and to secure your future and even possibly your child's future, a Roth IRA. Not a traditional 401k or a regular IRA. A Roth, R-O-T-H, IRA. What that means is that the money you put in that account, has taxes have already been paid on it. So whenever you retire and you start pulling that money out, the only thing you're going to have to pay taxes on is the interest that it made you.
Great. That's really good.
Exactly. So, I mean, and the maximum per year, if I'm not mistaken, it is $6,000. And then if you're over 59 and a half, you get another $1,000 catch-up. No, excuse me, $5,500. I was getting that last HSA numbers mixed up. I apologize.
That's okay. You're crunching numbers all day and night. so you're saying it's
money. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. We can't see each other, everybody. That's why we're cutting each other off.
Hey, it's just a pure phone call. Next week we will, though, right?
Yes.
I mean,
next time you call. Yes. Next time you call, we'll be zooming. But go ahead.
the Roth IRAs, they're absolutely wonderful. You can, I do at least one a year. And, you know, it's not a huge money maker, but the thing about it is, in 20 years or so when I retire, that money I put in there, I'm not paying taxes on it. But the money it made me, I will. But, you know, hey, that initial investment's tax-free now. And we all know that tax rates don't go down. They go up. So do you want to pay taxes on it today or tomorrow?
And that's a good thing. Is there a cap to the rate, though? Does it promise to never get to a certain point, or...?
No, it's never promised to never get to a certain point, but there is only so much that we can handle. And, you know, I don't think that the population would ever let it get completely out of control. 39% right now is pretty much out of control in my book. Whew.
Yeah.
So.
How does one jump into that if they're a novice and they've never purchased any stock in their life? How does one navigate that system?
I honestly would go to my bank. And that's what I did. I went to my bank, the person that I've trusted with my money those years, and said, hey, listen, either do y'all offer these types of investments? Because a lot of times they will have companies they work through, like Vanguard or Merrill Lynch or someone. They have a clearinghouse that I guess you would call it that they go through. But a lot of times you can just ask them, hey, who do you have your money with? And people are very, you know, most people are very honest with, you know, and they'll tell you if they're happy, go with this person. Then they'll tell you who they're not happy with. You know, ask your banker, though.
That's good advice. What else do you want to tell us?
Well, I mean, there are so many things that I could sit here and talk about as far as deductions. Gosh, you know, I really would love to have questions, more questions. Instead of me just covering random stuff, what you got?
We have a few questions. I have a question from Nancy. She just started her business 2 years ago. Just had a baby. Her baby's 9 months old, and she wants to know. What do we do as far as our child's future? You know, starting a business and now the pandemic. What percentage of our income should we be setting aside for our child's future?
That is a loaded question. Coming from a mother of three, I'm going to be honest with you, you cannot prepare for that. You can try, but you're not going to fully succeed because something's going to happen or, you know, money. But anyway, the best ways to save for your child's education, they have the Coverdell Educational Savings Account. They they have several vehicles to put money away for a child's education. Now, to ensure that you have enough, I don't even know where to begin on that one, because you have to have future plans, and you know. But start now when that child is 9 months old. Start
yes.
now. Another thing too that people don't look at: whole life insurance policies that can be borrowed on. If she were to purchase a whole life insurance policy, she would be paying a monthly premium, but it would be going into an account accruing interest, and then after a few years, it would have gained cash value in which she could use that money towards the child's education. Not just her, but anybody. A lot of people don't look at whole life insurance policies as that is.
I just learned that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good option. Yeah, what else?
I mean, there are so many different ways.
Well,
you know, right off hanging out that, as far as that, the 401k is putting money back for that. And another thing, too, is 401k can be used on educational purposes. And if they're pulled out before the person is 59 and a half, then a certain amount of it is penalty free. There will not be subject to the 10% penalty if it's pulled out for, I think, first $10,000 of an education.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good to know. You know, I was encouraging people online to consider taking an online course in this time. If you're a small mm-hmm. business owner, or you just are starting up a business, you're writing out a business plan, and you want to maximize this time at home to get a business off the ground, it would be a really good time to also take an online course. You could get a little bit of FOSFA money and put that to use. What do you think about that?
Well, that is an option. Yes, I am all for education. Being a, I used to be in academia. I used to teach college.
Okay.
So I am all for education. I think that online education is phenomenal. That is one hell of a tax deduction. As a matter of fact, if it is the first 4 years of an education, you can use the American Opportunity Tax Credit, which will give you $1,000 credit, but then possibly an additional $1,500 cash back.
Really?
Yes.
That's really, really
great. Oh, it is wonderful. And the thing about it is people don't realize once they get to take that off, and then if they have student loans, when they start paying off the student loans, at that point, they can take the interest off of those payments. So in the beginning, they take off the expense, which is the actual payment. And then in the end, they're writing off the interest.
I love this. Tell everybody where they can find you right now. If they are lost and they don't know what to do, can they reach out to you? And can you help them with their taxes? I think we have till July 15th.
We do. We have till July 15th to file our taxes, and I have a special line set up for texting, and that number is 910-571-1092, or you can send me an email at premierabc1@gmail.com. That is premier, P-R-E-M-I-E-R, abc1@gmail.com.
Great.
Or
and you are?
Call me.
Oh,
you
what's
can
your
call
number?
The office, but you can call us at 910-428-2277. And my office manager, Michelle, would love to speak to you and get you straight to me. But between she and I, we pretty much tag team everything.
Well, that's really good to know. And people really need to know that although you're based in the South, you are also taking clients in California. You're taking clients in Michigan. You have some clients in Texas. I mean, you've got clients everywhere, right?
I do. I can service you anywhere in the United States, all 50, and the territories as well. So if you ever need IRS representation, I can do that. And I can also do taxes.
I love this.
Anywhere,
okay, so
anywhere.
This is another scenario that's happening in the middle of a pandemic. I can't effing believe it. There's people, you know, still getting married, virtually getting married, which is great. And, you know, for that person that's jumping into love and they're saying it's a pandemic and we're getting married no matter what is some pre-marriage advice money-wise to, you know, keep both parties safe, you know, in case things happen. What money advice would you give those two people?
Well, first of all, getting married during a pandemic probably isn't a good idea. Act in haste and regret in leisure.
But well, love is love. Love is love, right?
Exactly. But to protect your assets and what you went into with, honestly, you need to look at a prenup. Not only that, but also going ahead and fulfilling a will. Going ahead and getting your will set up, maybe a health care directive. Going ahead and getting the future planned out to where, number one, this person is aware, okay, this is where we stand. But number two, you also need to let everyone else know where they are in the picture and in the grand scheme of things and what their role will be in the event that anything happens between the two of them, whether it be divorce, separation, death, whatever.
So, but the
more people, as long as contracts are drawn up and things are officially signed, I just think that's a really good idea. Until you're later on in the marriage, past the pandemic, and then you can seriously sit down and say, okay, here's where we are.
Are you, you know, aware also that although love is on the up, there are a lot of divorces that are happening during the pandemic? People are filing, right?
There are people filing for divorce. There are people beating their kids right now. And I really,
That's another topic for sure. Please don't beat your kids, you guys. Instead, start a business. Go online and take a class. Take a walk.
Seriously, these things are on the rise. Love, death, and abuse, they are all on the rise right now because people are being, they're being forced into unusual norms. Their life is being reworked. When my husband passed away, I was told that it would not get better. It would just get different. That is what's happening to this world. It is not getting any better. It's just getting different right now.
Oh,
and we're all having to adjust financially, emotionally, in every way possible. But I just want everyone to know that I'm here for the financial aspect, and I can do my best to help anyone in any way.
And you're right. There are things that are happening. Then, guys, just put that, channel that energy into something positive. You know, I've got another friend on Facebook. She's gathering face masks for nurses, and so I've got someone that started a nonprofit, you know, to get some resources to people. So put that energy in some, in a positive place. You know, go start a workout. You know, give yourself a 30-day challenge to eat better, or, you know, Learn a new language online. I mean, there's so many things you could be doing with your time. And I know we all say it, I wish I had more time to be at home. Well, now we have it, unfortunately, in a bad way, we have it. But come out of this pandemic with something under your belt new, or learned, or finished, or, you know, put a task to yourself in the next 30, 60, 90, however many days we have. And might one of those items be financial literacy. I am always learning about how to be better with money. And, you know, Christina is here as our mate. We're going in a pandemic posse, and she's one of the money people we're going to have all through this for the next couple of months. And we're so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. And I wanted to also let you know that I would love to cover anything that anybody would like, if you have any questions, any of your callers call in or send you emails, I would love to help with that.
Great. Well, we're going to get some more for you for sure. I know that having that as a resource is going to be helpful. And what we'll do, maybe we'll ask, we'll pose a poll on our Instagram. Let me plug the show while of it. You guys, if you want to ask Christina some questions for in 2 weeks, we're going to have her back on. After 2 weeks, everybody should pretty much have all their direct deposits, we're thinking, from the IRS, or at least some of those paper checks should be rolling in with Mr. Trump's name on it by then. So go to my Instagram, and it is The Startup with Monique LeRae. And that's a long Instagram handle, but you'll see the little microphone. And it's The Startup with Monique LeRae. My personal email is at Monique LeRae Stinson. And my media one is at Cap Aquarius Media. But either one, DM me a message for Christina about money, about bills, about investments, about educational tax, anything that you need to an answer on. She is opening herself up, and you were really lucky to have her because she's really expensive. No, I'm just kidding. She's made herself, she's made a special for my listeners. Tell us the range that you've been giving the listeners. I know you were giving some people some deals 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry, the thunder hit you, interrupted me. What did you say, honey?
Oh, no sweat. I think 2 weeks ago you had a special price for my listeners if they wanted to reach out to you and get some help. I think you had like a price range that you were offering.
Yes, usually around $250 is the starting point. Now, consultations, the first half hour is free.
That's fantastic. Yes, that's fantastic.
So,
okay.
Yes. And anytime my phone line is open, I'll take texts, emails. And another thing, too, the stimulus checks. I do want to cover just real quickly on that, if you have just a second.
Well, we have time. Jump into that. Go ahead.
Okay. The stimulus checks, this past week, the IRS made a huge boo-boo, and they deposited 1.1 million people's checks into third-party bank accounts that were only temporary bank accounts at tax time.
Oh, boy.
Yes. What happened, a lot of people don't realize what goes behind the scenes with us tax preparers and the banks and things like that. Some information got transmitted to the IRS. Obviously, they totally disregarded it, put the money into these temporary bank accounts that were issued for people to get their refund only.
Oh.
And these accounts have since been closed. Well, the money went to the banks into these accounts, so the banks had to return the money to the IRS. Now, the issue that people are running into, I have not been able to contact anybody to find out any way around it or anything else. But people are starting to get messages again on April the 24th that this money is going to be hitting that same bank account again.
Wow.
At this point, I do not have any directive on that. I will have some tomorrow, hopefully, in which I will be posting on my Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Because the same mistake twice is just unacceptable. The websites for people to update their banking information is a little misleading. If you have filed a 2018 or 2019 tax return, it is almost forcing people to file an economic impact payment return. To try and correct this information, and then when they get to the very end, they're getting an error message saying that they've already done this. Just please be patient, everyone. I'm going to try and find out from someone tomorrow what's possibly going on or what we can do to kind of get around that.
You're absolutely right.
Issuance of checks, we can get this shit straight. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we curse on my show. It's been effing stressful. It's been fucking stressful. No, but I went on there to see what was going on, and you're absolutely right. If you did file, there's only one little tab that says non-filers update payment info, and then you click on that, and you have to write in some tax numbers, and then put your banking account, and then put your five-digit PIN, and then you get an email that says that your stuff has been accepted, and then you get another email 30 minutes later that says it needs to be corrected. And you do that five times, and it's still not right. And so there's a glitch for sure, and you think maybe you'll just get one of those paper checks, but it sounds like Mr. Trump...
Well, the thing about it is... Yes. The thing about it is people need to update their information, but the system's not letting them do that on the other side either.
Yeah.
Since this administration has pretty much taken in, a lot of things have changed with the IRS and the taxing system, as we all know, and Well, a lot of things aren't for the good, but we'll leave it at that.
Okay, and so, but do you think that these checks that he's got, did he do a signature already, or when do they estimate that all that will be done and then those will be hit in the mailboxes?
Well, supposedly, within the, on April the 24th, supposedly another round of direct deposits are supposed to be going out. Other people have not been not made aware of when they're going to get their stimulus check because the system keeps saying that there's not an estimated time. I read an article about 4 or 5 days ago that said that Social Security Disability, or SSI, will be possibly some of the last people to receive their stimulus payment. But I do know, we're not supposed to worry because stimulus payments are available until December the 31st of 2020. So they're making allowances for people who are not supposed to file tax, you know, because tax deadline is July the 15th.
Yes. Okay.
So what they're doing is they're extending it past that to where everyone is eligible for the stimulus and has ample time to apply for it and receive it. So you have until then to get it.
Interesting.
You just got to make sure it gets into your account.
Right. There's a lot of moving parts, and you know that I'm just worried for the entrepreneur that just started their business and threw everything into it and has minimal assets and minimal things to fall back on. It's almost, I remember the story where the firefighter went to get some money out and saw he was, you know, a multimillionaire. There's been so many errors that they're giving out too much money to one person. Did you see that story?
Well, I saw one similar to it where this man had like $2 million in his bank account. He went to the bank and found out that it was a glitch. I don't know, but I'd hit every ATM between here and the bank.
We wouldn't be seeing or hearing from you anymore, huh?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, yes, go ahead.
But we will get through this. They are talking about another stimulus package coming up, hopefully in the near future. I was just trying to read on that, and I don't see any updates since yesterday on it. But maybe within the next, maybe by the time we get together again in 2 weeks, we will have a whole new stimulus package to discuss.
Right. What are you sensing that they're going to put into this next one, just from what the preliminary reads are?
I'm thinking that this is going to be geared towards your small businesses, your true small businesses that founded this country, you know, with 50 and less employees.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's going to encompass more people and more entrepreneurs and more sole proprietors with smaller companies. And they need to leave this. They need to have a maximum daily amount to be loaned out, honestly. They need to have tougher restrictions. Because as you can see, it didn't work the first time as it was completely planned to be. But then again, everybody finds ways to take advantage of the system. So, and some of that went on because I had a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, I'm going to get it just because it's free money. And I'm just like, honey, money ain't free.
Right. Okay. Right. And you have to fix that glitch at the end of the year with the paperwork. But yeah.
Exactly.
And I love that you're optimistic about our really small businesses because, you know, me as a small business owner, I'm like, oh, this is going to get interesting. But it, you know, as someone that is creative and has that entrepreneurial spirit, we have to use this time to get creative, is like you said. So if you're a brick and mortar, if you were you were kind of hesitant to embrace online platforms and internet, now's a really great time to go online. I've said this before, and just push some of your brands, some of your services, some of your products online. Figure out what you do best. Figure out what you can do that you can leverage and move into an online space. And I'm here to help. my company, Cap Aquarius Media, we do from brand placement to production to media and beyond. And I also do brand building. So if you need a logo, a website, if you're looking for help there, you guys can email me, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Or you can just, you know, DM me here on the show, you know, Facebook, Monique Leray, the Startup with Monique Leray. And if you want to text me directly, please don't text me late at night. I'm not going to answer you, but text me 310-913-3213. And all through the day, I will definitely connect with you if you need those services. And if you kind of don't have a logo or don't know what to do with your website, I can help you with that. And Christina, what are you looking forward to that's going to come positive, that's going to come out of this that'll be positive? This time next year, what do you see for people with their business and their money? What are you putting out there?
It's getting ready to be an online world. And honestly, you know, those are the stocks I've invested in because those are the ones that are getting ready to skyrocket. The way that we do business is getting ready to change. As you can see, the pickup is being widely used and utilized by not only the company, but, oh, there was some light, and I think I'm going to go inside.
Okay. Yes.
But by the patrons as well. You know, Sherwin-Williams, Lowe's, these are places that you can actually do online orders and go and pull up, call the phone number, somebody brings it out to you. The way that we do business is going to be drastically changed because people are learning that they can do this from home. They can do it from their car. They can do it anywhere. And, you know, some of the people who were hesitant to embrace technology, they're finding out now that they're having to use it, that it wasn't that bad. And everything is going to be online, I feel like, a lot of your things.
I love it. I love it. And I love technology. So I think that when looking into investments, maybe look at some, you know, some platforms that are publicly traded that have to do with online apparatuses.
Why not start your own? Start your own platform. Delivery company. Delivery company. I mean, getting ready to be huge. So it's going to redefine business. It's going to redefine. This whole pandemic is going to redefine society. How we handle it is going to be what defines us.
I love it. Well, you know, I thank you so much. Was there anything else that you wanted us to do? Do you want to give us any money homework? Maybe there's something you want to leave us with that we could be working on for the next 2 weeks until we speak with you? Or was there any other little thing you wanted to give us before we let you go?
Well, I want people to, honestly, whoever's listening, look at your financial statement. Look at where you are. Find some questions. Is there an area in your business that might be weaker? Is there a place on your financial statement that you want to beef up a little bit? I love to help businesses grow and thrive through progressing. And I also like to help them grow and thrive through saving them money through their taxes. More money in the pocket.
Love it. Well, we just thank you for being a part of the Pandemic Posse. And Christina was the first one. Next week, we'll have Nicole Moore talking to you about your love life. So that'll help us out there. Yes, we're going to have a few other people coming on talking about wine, love, money. We got another love expert also. She's got a different expertise. So, Christina, give your handles out one more time so people can find you.
All right, everybody, this is it. Premier Accounting, premierabc1@gmail.com is my email. To text only, area code 910-571-1092, and the office phone number is 910-428-2277. And I can be found on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter now.
Oh, she's
opening my eyes up to all new stuff now.
You're on all channels. I think we've got to get you on LinkedIn, and then the mission is complete.
No, so, I'm on LinkedIn. I have LinkedIn too.
Okay, well, there we go. Well, all you right. guys, you take care. Please be safe in that weather. And I can't wait to see you on Zoom in 2 weeks.
I know. 2 weeks it is, hon.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Christina. And I want to tell everybody a little bit about my other people that, the people that support this channel. It's a sponsor-based channel. I want to thank Maria and her team over at Regan First Medical in Newport Beach. They're offering a variety of anti-aging solutions. My listeners will receive a free confidential consultation with Dr. Sherlana Bogard. She's the leading expert in lifestyle medicine and sexual dysfunction and treats both men and women. She uses the most advanced, safe, and reliable regenerative medicine solutions available. Call to schedule an insultation, not a consultation, an insultation, because we're doing things remotely these days. 949-339-3043 or visit regen.com. That's REGEN.com. And lastly, and I've got Michael Solberg Family Wines. I want to say thank you to Michael Solberg for their support. Leah Solberg is a second generation winemaker. You can find her on Instagram at Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can find her on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Also, I want to thank Jennifer McCray. She is a lifestyle expert. She's also a nurse. She's out there on the front lines helping people right now. But she's got a side business that helps people restart their life, and it's called Control Alt Gen. Just like the control button on your computer, Alt, like Alt Delete, and then Gen. Her name is Jennifer McCray. And you can find her, like I said, on Facebook and Instagram. Also, want to thank. Oh, there's so many people, but I want to thank just everybody that's been listening and reaching out. I want to give a shout out to Lady Ray J on Toco Love Radio, and she's out of Missouri, and I hope you guys are staying safe, and please, everybody, be responsible. I've been taking my temperature for the last month. I know that, you know, in media and press, sometimes we have to travel a little bit, so there's a safe way to do it, and I think a mature way to do it and a responsible way to do it. So please have your PPE on, your face mask, your gloves, if you're coming in contact with anyone. Send a thank you to that healthcare professional that you might know, or that delivery person, or that person working at the store, people who are just really putting themselves out there so that you and I can live semi-normal lives in these days. And do something nice for someone. If you see someone that's homeless, I always try to keep some bottled waters and some snacks in my car. If you see somebody, try to, you know, help them out in this time. And just be good to yourselves, okay? Creative outlets, you guys. I'm taking an online course for college, still always learning. And I think it's a really great way to pass time and keep your creative juices flowing and knowledge flowing. But hey, I ask you this every week. What will you start up today? So what will you start up today? Let's talk next week, and you have a safe one.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.